Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
There she goes again with her Texas twang.
Well, I just got back in the Texas, so.
We got to reinstate it.
I know, but okay. So you guys, if you follow me on Tab the Housewife, that's my Instagram handle. You will see that I posted a lot about Dana Point where Gretchy lives. And it's so nice. It actually does make me want to move there, Gretchen.
Oh my God. That warms my heart so much because you know, she's always telling me. Texas.
I know, but oh my gosh, the weather was so nice.
And it's so relaxy. And we hardly got a chance to do, I mean, we did have one really great day, but there are so many beaches and places I would like to take you.
I know. I mean, listen, this podcast has to work out real well. So please tell your friends right now about us.
So Tabby can get back to the beach.
I can get a beach house. But seriously, It was so awesome. But I have to tell you this really funny story. So we brought my niece, and my grandma was coming out with my dad to pick her up and bring her back home. And my grandma is 87 years old, and she went to the AAA to get maps.
Stop it.
To figure out how to get down to Dana Point. I'm not kidding you. I was like, Dad, put your phone, the maps. It comes on your phone.
Yeah.
Already downloaded Apple Maps. Just put the phone, the address in there and follow that. Do not.
I could tell 101 to the 405 to the 5. That's it.
Yeah, I know. But actually that morning it said to take the PCH. And actually they got here in 2.5 hours from deep in Oxnard.
That's great.
So it was really, I mean, it was the right way to go. But anyways, it just is so, I'm like, Grandma, I didn't even know they made those anymore.
Yeah.
The real maps.
Yeah. And then remember we evolved to MapQuest where you would print out your directions, and it was like, damn, look at me with all my directions printed out. Don't need to look at a map.
Yeah. I remember all of that, which is very archaic these days. Yeah,
it is.
So that was a funny thing that happened. But if you are a new listener, I wanted to just let you all know that we talk for about 7 minutes. So if you are one of those people that's like, dude, I do not want people talking, I just want to hear the crime, then just
we don't particularly like our chat or like our husbands, just skip to seven.
They probably skip also, which we prefer to. We don't need them listening to our conversations ever, because when we talk about them, which we do, they get all butthurt. And even if we're saying something good, they're like, that didn't happen that way.
Yeah. Well, they got to hang out together and vent their frustrations against us.
Yeah. Worked out so well for us.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I am going to be using the maps tab because I actually bought an old school guidebook and maps, et cetera, because I'm going to Yellowstone. Probably when this is airing, I'll just be getting back. And I feel like they probably don't have great reception. I feel like not a lot of like cell phone towers there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I'm going to have to refamiliarize myself.
With reading a map? Mm-hmm. Teach your kids. Might come in handy.
Maybe I'm going to teach my kids. You know, I'm thinking about not even bringing a device. Not a single one. Mm. Is this crazy?
That might bite you in the ass. Just saying.
Could. Maybe I have a secret one.
It will.
I just want to be with the nature.
I think the only way you do that is, you know, these parents, they send their kids to summer camp and they're like, oh yeah, they don't even have a device for a whole week. I'm like, yeah, and you're not with them. So it doesn't matter to you. You're like, it's amazing.
Oh,
you don't
have
your kids with you.
You know, ding,
and
ding,
they
ding.
Don't have a device.
And I think, yeah, I get that. But I am just knowing myself, I'm forecasting that I will just die 1,000 deaths if I'm in the damn Yellowstone and my kids aren't looking out the windows. I'm like, no.
I know.
You'd be taking it all in because I feel like we're not coming back. This is it. This is the big Yellowstone adventure.
Yeah. It's good for you. But for them, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun to hike and all that stuff. But like driving your ass around.
A lot of driving.
Not fun. That's not fun for kids.
You know, the one thing I was really looking forward to that they're all sold out because I booked this kind of Yellowstone people. If you're into it, you got to do it a year in advance.
Yeah.
They have this cookout dinner. They take you in like a covered wagon, cowboy dinner.
Yeah. You're not doing that?
It's all sold out. I keep checking every day to see if there's cancellations.
Check every day. Even check the day before because I feel like some people will cancel.
Let's hope. Let's hope somebody gets sick.
And not in your family.
Not in my
somebody
family.
Somebody else.
Is that bad, Juju? Yeah.
I mean,
but I hear that food is, you know, I'm very food focused. And I hear that the food in Yellowstone is a challenge. You know, there's not that many restaurant choices, et cetera. And the only dinner reservation I was able to get at the Old Faithful Lodge is not till 9 p.m. I mean, and I'm like, I took it, but I don't know if we're going to make it.
You might make it.
But it'd be real great if somebody canceled the cowboy dinner, then I'd make it.
Oh, right.
Well, what are you going to do? You want to talk about this?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk crime.
Okay, let's talk crime.
Fraudulent crime, I hear.
Fraudification. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. To Today's case is a listener suggestion from a listener who would like to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm. So I like those anonymous ones because then I think they know something
they know somebody in there.
Uh-huh. I'm like, ooh, I need to know more from you.
Okay. So thanks, Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous.
Okay.
Today, we are talking about Mr. Chris Epps. Chris Epps was a well-respected public official who held the office of Commissioner of the Prisons in the state of Mississippi.
Should I go for it?
Yeah, I know you're going to just get it out of your system right now.
Am I crooked letter, crooked letter? Crooked letter, crooked letter. I, humpback, humpback.
I. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. In case you guys didn't know how to spell Mississippi. He is the longest serving commissioner in Mississippi history. And that is a big damn deal, by the way, to be the commish. That is the top position for corrections in the state. Mm-hmm. He landed in that position in a bit of a roundabout way. He received his bachelor's in elementary education. He also received a master's from none other than Liberty University in guidance counseling. At a college job fair, he filled out an interest form for MDOC, which is Mississippi Department of Corrections, and they didn't call him back for a minute. And so he found employment as a teacher of science and mathematics. Well, then MDOC did come a call in, and he thought, what the hell? I can do both. So he worked as both a teacher and a corrections officer in the beginning of his corrections career.
Married. I'm assuming he's not married. I mean, that's
I'm going to get to the married part.
Okay. Okay.
I give a well-rounded.
Well, I'm just thinking he's not married when he's working two jobs. Although a lot of people,
you know,
do that,
not particularly sure.
Okay.
Although our husbands work enough to be working two jobs.
True.
It's possible.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I should throw a third at him.
Like this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So by the way, the man also served in the National Guard for 20 years as a lieutenant colonel.
Wow. You
know, as a wife, that's not a bad gig. That means 1 weekend a month, they go out of town.
Yeah.
And you know where they are. Not doing anything fun. That's great. Right. Okay. So he's just he's a real go-getter, this guy, Chris, right?
I mean, really sounds like it.
Yeah. Chris Epps went from corrections officer to caseworker to case supervisor to chief of security to MDOC's chief of staff to deputy commish to some other big titles, all the way up the ladder of corrections to commish, top dog. You know, people love that kind of person that works their way all the way up. I love that kind of person that works their way all the way up. On his way up, here you go, Tab, he got married to a woman 3 years older than him. I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah, because you are also older.
I know. I know. They had two children. As if being the ding dong commish and husband, a father of two, wasn't enough, Mr. Epps also served as the deacon at the Hanging Moss Road Church of Christ. Okay, that is no small church, by the way. They have over 2,000 followers on Facebook. Looks like the kind of church where people get dressed up to go to. You know how some churches are more casual? We have a lot of casual churches around here. Okay. On the church website, there's a photo of a congressman attending a service. Everyone's wearing suits. You know, I imagine Chris Epps felt right at home because he was known as a real people person. He made it a point to get to know all the officials and legislators, and he was the type that could not just recall names easily. Like, he would know the names of your kids too.
Wow.
That is, you know, that's an impressive skill. We're terrible at that.
I'm not good at anybody's name. So yeah. I apologize if I've met you.
I mean, after like a decade. Yeah.
I still don't know your name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Epps, this pillar of Mississippi society with the important job, received praise for his work, lessening solitary confinement for inmates by rewarding good behavior.
I like that.
And advocating for parole after 25% of a sentence was served for nonviolent offenders to reduce overpopulation in the prison system. And he is credited for reducing the cost to house a prisoner to $41 a day and moving inmates severely mentally ill to facilities that were more adequate for them. All that stuff sounds great. But now, of course, he didn't just get praise. He got some poop, some shit. He got the shit in the form of multiple class action lawsuits from the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. They found the conditions of the prisons cruel and inhumane, like backed up sewage, cell temperatures at times.
You're not getting with this shit.
Oh, I'm not getting with the shit. Nope. Cell temperatures reaching 130 degrees.
Yikes.
Yeah. They also found fault with security that had led to rampant violence and depravity of basic health care, specifically his inmates who had HIV, who were denied drugs. Now, all that stuff sounds bad and is bad.
Well, listen, I was thinking the $42 a day, getting the like thing down to that. It's like, I cannot even feed my family peanut butter and jelly for that much money.
So, oh, don't even get me started on the food.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. how do they pay correctional officers and medical and all that stuff for $42?
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
So they don't get qualified people. And so then violence runs rampant.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So all that stuff is bad and is bad. In the course of researching this, I found Parchman Prison, where Chris Epps actually began his career as a correctional officer. This prison has a dark history that dates back to 1901. Parchman is the state's oldest prison and is the largest maximum security facility in Mississippi. It began as a prison farm, which is like what you see in the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
She doesn't remember, but other people, maybe you do.
The movies and the names.
Am going to make you watch Step Brothers when we go out there. I can't believe you haven't seen it. It really pisses me off. Okay.
When did it come out?
Like 15 years ago.
Oh, well, let me tell you what I have been watching, and it's so good.
What?
Palm Royale.
Oh, yeah. I watched that. Good.
Apple TV. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay, so prison farm, like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, they escape from picking cotton while being in prison. That's like the plot of the movie. Okay, now the actual conditions at Parchment were not so movie-esque. They were deplorable because the intention at Parchment was to basically continue slavery using prisoners. It's set up on a plantation, like a plantation on 20,000 acres. It's big.
Huge.
Yeah, with a big old house for the warden to live in. Prisoners were segregated and subjected to whippings. But because the prison was actually profitable because of all the free labor, nobody really cared until the 1970s, when a civil rights group was victorious in desegregating the prison and the forced field labor. I've got a little more history of Parchment for you. For one, Elvis Presley's father, Vernon, was once imprisoned there for check forgery. And Parchman was the first prison to allow conjugal visits.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. In the early days, they would bring in prostitutes. That's what they called them then. Also known as sex workers. And used them as incentive for hard work and good behavior from the prisoners.
Okay.
By the 1950s, they had moved on to conjugal visits with wives and common law wives. And then by the 70s, common law wives didn't count. So apparently that led to a bit of bribery between guards and inmates who would forge marriage certificates for them. Remember? I don't remember the 70s actually, but I imagine it was real easy to forge shit then.
I can imagine it was easy to forge stuff until the internet.
Yeah. I think it's easier probably to forge stuff now, but it's also easier to verify.
Now.
Nobody verified anything. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So lots of states jumped on the, conjugal train. There are studies that show it reduces violence within the prisons, but it costs money, to provide areas and monitor and everything. And not everyone is with it. And so currently only 4 states allow them: California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington.
Okay.
Know where you need to get locked up, people. Mr. Chris Epps is responsible for ending conjugal visits in Mississippi. He stated his reasoning was that it was resulting in too many babies being born as a result, and that sometimes both parents ended up being incarcerated, and that's a real situation for the child in question.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, he got a bit of pushback about that, by the way, because there aren't real documented studies to back that up.
Yeah, I actually kind of
and I would
that
think
too.
I would think you would need that to have be that opinionated about it. But you know, he's the commish. What he says goes. In 2013, a reporter named Jerry Mitchell did a year-long investigation into the Mississippi prison system and published a series of articles that exposed accounts of families being extorted by gang members, threatening violence against inmates. They used homemade prison weapons that resembled samurai swords. The overwhelming inmate population is addicted to drugs by the time they leave. His articles also detailed malnourishment and the ever-present sewer problems, along with rats and roaches. You know, it all fuels the violence that happened at Parchman, where the inmates at that point called it the killing field. By the way, it kind of is. Parchman has two cemeteries. Remember, 20,000 acres, right? I will get into all that later and maybe do a whole other episode on the prison cemetery situation. Jerry also wrote about the corruption among the prison staff. He wrote about guards having gang affiliations and turning a blind eye to violence. 10 days after his series of articles about the prisons was published in 2014, ironically, there were many, many more articles about corruption going down in the Mississippi prisons coming down the pipeline, and some of those articles made national news because the corruption was coming from the top. Who's at the top? The commish. So what the heck was corrupt about Mr. Chris Epps? A whole lot, Tab. In 2007, Chris signed a contract with GT Enterprises to provide commissary items to the prisons. This company was owned by one Cecil McCorry, who was another man with some clout in Mississippi. He was a former legislator turned lobbyist and president of the Rankin County School Board. Commissary is a big business. They mark that stuff up like you are shopping at the airport. You know, it is
probably
like,
even more.
Yeah. $5 little tiny bag of chips and shit. You know, it's highway robbery.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Consumers are taken advantage of, you know, when they don't have any other options. So needless to say, the commissary business is real lucrative for Cecil, and Chris Epps knows this. And so he asks Cecil McCorry for a kickback in exchange for the contract. Mm-hmm. Well, shortly after that shady business practice, the two men conspired to expand on the shadiness. Cecil sold the company GT Enterprises to another company called Keefe and stayed on as a consultant. That was part of the contract. So Cecil's on the payroll now for presumably not doing shit, except periodically meeting with Chris Epps to hand him over his cut of Cecil's check.
Got it.
This consultant venture, where Cecil is either on the payroll or just handed over kickbacks, expanded to just about every contract the prisons had. If you wanted the contract, companies were told you had to go through Cecil, and companies were willing to oblige to get the business. And so money changed hands with Cecil, and then Cecil would split the cut with Chris Epps. Let me tell you, we are not talking about like jump change here and there.
What are we talking about?
The MDOC has close to $1 billion in contracts every year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Holy moly.
Yeah. And so this was more money than Chris Epps knew what to do with. He had bank accounts all over and constantly made $9,000 deposits because, you know, anything over $10,000 flags the man.
Oh,
yeah. Chris was living large in a big old house, a condo on the river. Him and his wife drove Mercedes, and, you know, he sported a Rolex. And his actual commissioner salary was $132,000. So
good money.
That is great money, but not, you know,
not Rolex and
not
Mercedes.
A Rolex, you know, two Mercedes,
waterfront house.
Yeah. Vacation home money. No, it's not. That's a nice house, decent living mm-hmm. money. Yeah. Maybe one Mercedes. Okay. So the word arrogant comes to mind. And remember, the prisons he oversees are suffering. And you know, where the prisoners are suffering, we all suffer because they return to society worse than when they went in. One of the contracts that Cecil and Cripps Epps lined their pockets with was for transitional housing facilities that prisoners were sent to upon release in the small town of Walnut Grove. These facilities operate as work programs paying minimal wages for like sweatshop type work. And then out of that, the inmates have to pay them $20 a day to live there, which the facility receives on top of the money that they collect from the state for housing the inmates. Mm-hmm. Inmates were allowed to leave the premises for work outside the facilities if they managed to acquire it. In theory, this practice sounds all right, but they didn't really implement parameters that made it, say, like ethical. And the result was kind of the beginning of the end for Chris Epps and Cecil McCrory. Turns out the sheriff of Walnut Grove was not playing the corruption game. And he was not a big fan of these transitional facilities because the inmates had easy access to a fence that they just hopped, and he felt they should be more strictly monitored. So that was already kind of sticking in his craw when an employee of the facility who had just been relieved from her position came to chat with him about what was going down. Or should I say, who was going down on who at the transitional facility?
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese. And now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. It seems the town mayor, who was on his 8th term, was also the transitional center's warden. Mr. Grady Sims had served as the mayor since 1987 and had taken to checking out a female inmate to work for him at a no-tell motel. Well, the sheriff knew there was no point in reporting this to MDOC, the Mississippi Department of Corrections, because he knew Shady Grady was BFF with Chris Epps. So the sheriff went to the FBI. Okay, so Mr. Chris Epps and his name-knowing charm initially got the investigation shut down. But when the sheriff found out, after he followed up with agents that he had reported it to, he thought that was horseshit. So he kept on being the squeaky wheel that got the grease with the feds, and they reopened the investigation. I love that. All they had to do was use their FBI superpowers to follow the money. Cecil McCorry had made a number of sus wire transfers, including one for over $100,000 to Chris Epps' mortgage account. So they bring in Cecil McCorry and say, "We are onto you, and you can cooperate or you're fuzzucked." So McCorry was all got wired up, and they also set up covert cameras in meeting places Chris Epps frequented, and they called it Operation Mississippi Hustle. It's a good name.
Yeah.
Okay. And the operation proved to reveal a whole bunch of people that were involved in Chris Epps' corruptification, from legislators to the prison doctor was paying Chris Epps every month. So after 60 days of surveilling, they bring in Epps under the ruse that they need to discuss a death threat with him. And so he comes in. You know, it's not unusual for him to meet with officials, and sits down for the meeting, and they just roll tape of him giddy when he gets his hands on an $18,000 cash payment.
Oh.
The camera was set up in his vehicle.
No way.
Yeah. So he has got to know. They had a camera in my car. They freaking know it.
Oh,
all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he is sweating it figuratively and literally. The agent said he started sweating a lot. Yeah. So they inform him that they are there to clean the swamp, so to speak. So if you, sir, are going to wear a wire and keep conducting business as usual, and it might help you in the future. And you don't have shit to lose, because you are about to lose everything. And we mean it. We are going to escort you to your house as soon as we are done here. And we're going to take whatever we see fit. And so after he tried to argue that he hadn't done anything wrong, that he had just accepted tips. He said that really. He said, "It's just a tip."
Just a lot of tips.
Just the tip.
It's a lot of tips.
Listen, by the way, just the tip is always trouble. Okay. And it's not very believable.
Oh, man.
Right. So
Nobody's believing him. He agrees to cooperate in the interest of cleaning the swamp. I mean, whatever. And because he didn't really have a choice, and the feds went to his house and emptied the cash he had in his safe and took the pink slips to him and his wife's Benzies. The web of corruptification was exposed over the following weeks. And then in November 2014, Chris Epps and Cecil McCoury were indicted on 49 charges like money laundering, bribery, etc. Their partners in crime got their arses served as well. The town mayor pleaded guilty to sexual assault and witness intimidation because he called up the woman, remember the inmate that he was checking out?
Yeah.
And asked her not to blab. And the feds were listening to the call, of course. He told the court that sometimes good men do bad things, and I have been a Christian for many years, and I fell away from God. He was sentenced to 7 months in federal prison. I believe from my web sleuthing, he passed away in 2020 after his release.
COVID.
Maybe. Well, I think it was right before COVID started.
COVID.
Okay. One of the men caught in the corruptification web was indicted in February 2015 was William Martin, who was supervisor of Harrison County and a former prosecutor. Sadly, he ended his own life hours before he was scheduled to appear on charges of bribery and corruption.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, this was huge.
Yeah.
As for Mr. Chris Epps, well, while he was awaiting sentencing after the indictments, you are not going to believe what this fool did. He went and bought his wife a new Mercedes.
No, I can see him doing that.
Yeah. I mean, he don't quit. And he didn't stop there. Seeing as how he had more than one residence to call home in the area, the feds seized one, right? Well, according to Chris, he just swung by the house to grab some landscaping lights that he fancied he was going to need for Halloween. And I do appreciate a well-lit walkway for the trick-or-treaters. But in the Chris case, when the feds learned he had gone to his old house and ripped out the lighting, they charged him with burglary. And the judge revoked his bail. And so the commish had to sit in the clink for the rest of the time that he awaited sentencing. His attorneys argued for leniency because he had been cooperative, but the judge did not agree that leniency was in order and sentenced him close to the max, which was 20 years.
Yikes.
He is 62 years old at the moment, and his release is scheduled for 2032. And guess what, Tab? Your neighbors. Chris Epps' home is in Dallas County at the FBI Segoville Corrections Facility.
Okay. Should I go visit?
Maybe not. It's a minimum security facility, and it's federal, so it's nothing like Parchman Prison, which I'm going to circle back to Parchman in a second when I'm done with Chris. His wife and children were not left penniless. His wife was allowed to keep $200,000 in seized assets. I mean, I feel like you could still buy a real nice house in Mississippi for, you know.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. She is 66 as of right now, and I don't know where she is, but, you know, for all I know, she probably hightailed it out of Mississippi, and she might, you know, be your neighbor too, so she can visit her hubs.
Maybe.
Yeah. None of the companies involved in all the bribery bullshit were charged, but they did have to pay back a lot of their profits, which totaled around $26 million being recovered. So lastly, what's the state of Parchman Prison? Well, sadly, things got worse after Chris Epps forcibly resigned before they got better. In 2019, Parchman began making headlines when prisoners began releasing videos online of atrocious conditions. Not just, you know, flooding and black mold and violence, but them starting to start fires because that's what they had to resort to when they needed help.
Wow.
Like when an inmate went into a diabetic coma. and screams for help were not answered.
Wow.
At this point, it got the attention of Jay-Z, and he made a powerful documentary called Exposing Parchment, and you can watch it on Hulu, about not just the prison, but the prisoners' stories. Some of these men were put in there when they were minors, and the effect it has had on their families and lives if they live long enough to ever be released.
Wow.
And the breakdown of the prison and the reason why it is so out of control, because it's mostly underpaid female guards because nobody wants to work there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jay-Z says, you know, like they don't even blame them for not stepping in because the facility is so understaffed that it's so dangerous for them to intervene. If you think about, say, your family member who broke the law or, you know, used drugs. You know, I used illegal drugs when I was that age, or, you know, at any age, whatever, or stole a car or whatever. It is painful enough to see them serve time, right? But you wouldn't give up hope, and you would expect them to be shown decency when they were, you know, reflecting on being incarcerated.
Right.
You know, just decency. But to think about them in these like abhorrent conditions is not something anyone should have to reconcile. In the course of the documentary, Jay-Z and Roc Nation sued the Mississippi Department of Corrections on behalf of the inmates. In February of 2023, they dropped the lawsuits when, after the course of 3 years, the Department of Corrections showed improvements have been made over those 3 years, including installing air conditioning in most of the prison, renovating some bathrooms, updating the electrical, water, and sewer systems. There was a massive like shift to put people in different various facilities. The Justice Department also investigated Parchment. And so it's improved. It just makes me sick that it takes national attention and lawsuits for people to provide decency. I mean, it was really, really terrible. Yeah, so, horrible. You know, thank you, Jay-Z, for making it a mission of yours. Like, whatever you think about him, this was like a pretty fucking cool thing that he did.
Illuminati.
Because it was never about the money. You know, he dropped the lawsuit.
Yeah. It was just about getting the attention that he needed.
Right.
I wonder who he knew that was in there.
I'm telling you, he saw all these videos of prisoners starting fires and stuff on YouTube. You can watch them yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I wanted to tell you about a story I just came across about the cemetery at Parchment.
Okay.
This story broke this year in 2024. A mother reported her son Dexter Wade missing to the Jackson, Mississippi police. Dexter was 37 years old and lived with his mother. He was fatally hit by a police car, and according to the police officer, his name was identified by a pill bottle he had on him. He says he attempted to reach Dexter's next of kin, but was unable to do so, and so Dexter's body was taken to the Parchment Cemetery, where the graves are marked with a number on a metal rod. His mother knew nothing about this, but that he had vanished for months. And then, without being given an explanation, months after he had been buried, she was told her son was dead and still not given an explanation.
No way.
Can you imagine?
No.
When she was able to learn where he was buried, she had his body exhumed, and Dexter had his wallet and ID in his front pocket.
What?
I mean, regardless, they had his name.
I know. In a pill bottle, that means that he got it from like CVS or something. And
yeah.
They have your information.
And she'd reported him missing. Yeah.
All of that is very strange.
His address is obviously the same as hers, you know, and the police did not have the decency to knock on the woman's door.
No, because they thought that, I mean, they were at fault for his death. And so somehow they were able to just...
So somehow in Mississippi, it flies, you can just bury somebody in the back of a prison and never, I mean, I don't know the circumstances
exactly.
I don't know exactly why they ended up telling her when they did, since the damage was already done.
That sounds very weird.
There is more to the story. There is a lawsuit that was already gone that is involved. So I think I might explore it on Patreon.
Yeah, that's
but there's
so
a lot
strange.
More to like yeah. dive into. Because there have been many other stories of family members that were not, this was kind of like a big expose when she discovered it, and other families have come forward that they just learned that their family members are buried in the cemetery.
There?
Yeah. And they were not notified.
Oh my God. Okay.
About that's their loved ones being discarded in a prison cemetery. Yeah.
Wow.
So my heart goes out to Mrs. Wade, Dexter's mother. I think it's good they are cleaning it up, but part of me just sees it as like this whole Parchman prison thing is just this vortex of pain. I mean, it has been since 1901, and I kind of want them to just burn the whole fucker down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. Well, thank you for that fraudification.
Fraudification.
Case. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for listening. We have a episode coming out on Thursday on our bonus content. If you listen on Apple, it's Clink Clink Club. If you listen on Spotify, you can search Housewives of True Crime Bonus. And if you don't have either of those, you can always go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. Patreon is also great. It has an app. It also goes straight into your RSS feed. You can figure out how to put it directly onto Apple or to Spotify so you can get it straight away. And there are different tiers in Patreon, and it's a great way to show your support for Housewives of True Crime. We work really hard on our podcast, which y'all know, but we also love our bonus time with you because we get more in the weeds of personal stories, and we do some crimes that we wouldn't do on the regular. Gretchen loves to dig into more culty stuff. And yeah, so I think you guys should check it out, even if you do it for a month or 5 years, you know, yeah. whatever you can, it helps us. And we have tons and tons of bonus crimes too. We do once a month, and we've been doing this for five years.
Oh, I started making a list.
Oh, you did?
I did. What? And it's a lot. I had to stop.
How many we've done?
Yeah, so many.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 5 years worth of crimes. So they're there for you, for your listening pleasure. Also, we launched a skincare company. If you have not heard about it, it's called Five Crimes. You can go onto the website, fivecrimes.com, and type in the code word CLINK and you will get a discount at checkout. But seriously, the stuff is so good. It's all clean. It is made with the best ingredients. Nothing in there is chemically based. So, you know, if you're looking for stuff that's good for your skin and good for the environment.
And actually works.
And actually works.
Yeah.
We promise you this is it. We did a lot of research on our favorite products, and then we made them clean and workable. And they actually work. My sister-in-law was like, she thought that I had extensions in my hair, and she actually like went to pull on my hair to make sure. I was like, no, girl, this is it. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, no, this is it. It's from the Scandalous Scalp, it's called.
Yeah,
and I put it on when you were doing the case. Cause seriously, I just kind of keep it around. I have a few bottles and I just keep it around. Like I have one in my car. I have one in the office where we record, and I have one in my bathroom. And so when I can just think about it, I just like drop a few drops in my hair and rub it in, and it's been growing like a weed. And I'm telling you, it's hard to grow my hair. I have the slowest growing hair on earth. So it really does work. And the other thing that I just love so much right now is the Illegal Glow. It's so amazing for your skin. It's a serum, but it really locks in the moisture. So you just drop it on a couple drops, and the little bit goes a super long way, and it just has hyaluronic acid, keeps your moisture on in your skin. And it's different than lotion, right? Like I feel like lotion is
no, and you can
barrier.
Feel it. I do it all over my face, and then I do it on my neck. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you really can do it like everywhere, and you just feel everything just get like firmer, and we all need that.
Oh gosh, don't we? Yeah. It's like Botox in a bottle.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay. So that's all for today. And we will see you on Thursday if you are in our club. And if not, we'll catch you next Monday. Clink, clink,
clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.